Good morning, 8:39 Finger Lakes Morning News, and it's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. We have Laura Turbide here. Good morning.
Good morning, Tad.
And we always ask you if there's any particular news or notes just about the company in general before we get to our main topic of the day.
Just again, a reminder for that prehab is about ready to get started. Also, Chat and Snack has begun our partnership with the YMCA. That is open to anyone. You don't need to be a patient of Finger Lakes Health and or a member of the Y. You can just join the Chat and Snack topics. So go ahead and look on our website. We also have a brand new updated facelift, mobile and responsive to our website. So encourage you to go on www.flhealth.org and you can register for events, see those dates, and we welcome you to search around.
Now, it's just 2 weeks since Joe Gomez was here, but remind me, is it Yates County this time around?
It is Ontario County,
Ontario.
Geneva. Yes. Okay. So we're going to be in Geneva right at the hospital from 5 to 7 p.m. And we're beginning those sessions and the dates are on the calendar.
All right, today we're going to focus in on the Joint Center of the Finger Lakes, and we have a multi-award winning guest here to tell us all about what they do.
We do. I'm just so honored to be with Kara Lincoln. Kara is our program manager of the Joint Center of the Finger Lakes, and Kara is a DPT, so she has a doctorate in physical therapy. That's her sort of clinical background and training, but she also obviously has really worked to develop leadership skills beyond just her clinical skills, program management, healthcare management, to really look and help, in essence, ensure the best patient outcomes. She's been recognized most recently in May as our Manager of the Year, our Leadership Award winner, the James J. Dooley Leadership Award. So that is one person out of our entire 2,200 employee workforce that gets recognized for their leadership and management skills. So obviously quite an honor. And we recently just heard she's also going to be recognized by the Rochester Business Journal as for a healthcare management award. So we're thrilled that she's part of our team. And some of the things that we're going to talk a little bit about with Kara is sort of why the Joint Center is unique. So a lot of places, a lot of orthopedic surgeons do hip and knee replacements, but there are some unique things about a clinical pathway that helps improve your outcomes, helps create a kind of team environment for your healing. We're going to talk a little bit about that because Dr. Banwar was our original medical director of the Joint Center. He brought Kara to us along with a colleague, and they really build the program from the ground up. We can talk a little bit about what to expect if you're considering a hip or knee replacement, but also why Finger Lakes Health and Geneva General Hospital in particular at our Joint Center is really what sets us apart. Why are we getting these incredible outcomes? We're both hip and knee certified through the Joint Commission Centers of Excellence. We have worked very hard to achieve those kind of outcomes to get that highest level of recognition, and it's really because we have fantastic patients too. So we love our patients. Our patients make all these outcomes possible, as do our surgeons, as do our nurses and physical therapy team and the aides, and just everybody works together. But without question, Kara will talk a little bit about why that team effort, what makes it unique, and some of these outcomes, including a really lowering length of stay. So we can not only get this to happen for you, but we can get you home beginning to really be on your healing path sooner, as well as we've worked on some things like blood transfusions, which people might not normally associate with joint replacement.
Kara, good morning. Congratulations both on the Jim Dooley Award and the Rochester Business Journal.
Good morning. Thank you.
So let me start with this, because it's a general topic when we do these Finger Lakes Health conversations. As a manager in the company, there is an atmosphere of just reaching for the stars, that no idea is not achievable if we put our heads to it. How is that for you as a manager in this program, that you know, if you have some idea that you've got that full support behind you and everybody works to try to make it a reality?
Absolutely. Finger Lakes Health supports all of the managers in striving to achieve excellence, and they support you in whichever direction you would like to go. They consider us the experts in our area, so I am the expert in joint replacement care. But when we're looking to begin new initiatives, like the length of stay or the blood transfusion reduction, we bring a multidisciplinary team together and begin a process of getting to our goal.
Let's go right to the beginning. My knee's bothering me. It's not getting any better. I've tried physical therapy. I've tried whatever. It's going downhill. How do I go to you and your team, and how do we come up with the decision whether it's time for a knee replacement?
Mm-hmm. So that decision is actually made in the surgeon's office, usually based off of an x-ray. Once the x-ray demonstrates that enough arthritis or other damage to the joint has occurred and they're a candidate for joint replacement, then they begin the process of scheduling a surgery.
Are there some times when you can rehab the joint and not have to have the replacement?
Absolutely. In the beginning stages of arthritis, there are other options. Some injections or cartilage replacement type substances that they can inject into the joint. There's physical therapy, which targets the surrounding musculature so that it supports the joint as best as it can, even though the damage is there. But once the damage has reached a point where there are no other options, that's when a patient becomes a candidate for a joint replacement.
How do you work with the patient on the psychological side, the idea of having some plastic and metal thing put inside of me?
Yes. I mean, at that point, these patients are living with a condition that truly impacts every aspect of their lives. So from getting out of bed in the morning to going grocery shopping to playing with grandchildren or carrying out their activities of daily living, they're impacted by this sore hip or their sore knee. So the quality isn't there, and that really motivates the patients to seek a joint replacement.
I know one of the things that you do, and it's ironic you're here today because I just got the email this morning about the monthly free tours of the center for people considering having the operation. I mean, that's got to be comforting to see this is what you're going to go through and this is the machine we're going to wheel up, and you kind of get a little more familiar with what's going to happen and a little more comfortable with it, I would think.
Absolutely, yes. We do offer that several times a month just to come and become familiar with the unit itself. It's a wonderful unit, very aesthetically pleasing, all private rooms, kind of feels homey. We have wood floors. It's just a nice dedicated space. The entire wing is dedicated to joint replacement surgeries. We do also accommodate shoulder replacement surgeries on our department once a month.
Now, is that a little newer? I mean, hip and knee, you hear about a lot. Shoulders, I don't think I even knew they were doing that.
Mm-hmm. So when Dr. Ridding joined the team several years ago, he performs shoulder replacements, both standard shoulder replacements as well as reverse total shoulders for patients who have significant loss in their rotator cuff musculature. And he has dedicated OR time once a month, and his patients also recuperate on our unit.
I was just going to say the unit, it is really, I really would encourage people, if you really are thinking I may be a candidate for joint replacement, I'm beginning to work with a surgeon or think about calling, again, our Interlakes orthopedic surgeons as part of FLH Medical PC are the surgeons that we work with that then do their surgery and work with us through this program. But there really is a program that goes with this. The unit is beautiful. There's this beautiful artwork from Dr. Banwar. As Kara said, wood floors with beautiful inlays, a large sort of exercise rehab room. So you're actually doing your rehab there. And we'll talk a little bit about it. You're actually not there that long, so yeah. But again, private rooms, invited to have a support person or coach kind of person that comes along with you to some of these classes. Kara does a fantastic job with a curriculum ahead of time to let patients know every single thing to expect pre-surgery, during surgical experiences, in hospital stay, as well as post when they get home. And patients rave about how they literally knew everything to expect because there really is all of this anticipation done for you. And I think that really is sort of the hallmark of part of this programming. But it's also why people can progress better, because when you know what to expect, you kind of know we're going to get you out of bed day one. You know, you're going to be up and walking and with support and doing it while you're in a safe environment, you feel good. And I think the strengthening that happens, I used to do a lot more rounding on that unit than I have recently. There was never a day that I didn't meet patients who said, I don't know why I waited. And that was day one post-surgery, yeah. Day two post-surgery, saying, I wish I had done this before. I already feel better, and I can't wait until I can actually continue strengthening. But I should not steal Kara's thunder about
right.
that.
So what happens after the surgery? Laura mentioned some of the things you do to reduce that time. So what happens afterwards, and what are the other things you're doing to reduce that time from the time of the surgery to the time the patient goes home?
So it begins with patient education and setting up their care for when they leave the hospital. And that all begins before the patient comes through the doors and has their surgery. So they attend a preoperative education class. At the time of the preoperative education class, they also meet with a care manager or social worker, and we begin the discharge planning process before the patient has even had their surgery. That way, they have all of the resources in place and all the help that they need for when they get home. And we set realistic expectations to make sure that they have someone that will be at home with them, them and give them an idea of how many days they would need to have someone there the majority of the time. Once they are actually in our department, then we just start the plan and make sure that indeed this is still your plan, this is still who's going to help you when you leave the hospital. And most patients are only with us for roughly 2 nights in the hospital or 2 days
wow.
after their surgery. Yes.
Now, Laura mentioned earlier, and she hit it right in the head when she said, I would not have thought of blood transfusion as being an issue in joint replacement surgery. So where does that come in, and what are you doing to reduce that incidence?
So when we first began the program here with Finger Lakes Health back in 2012, our blood transfusion rate was about 25% to 30% of our patients required a blood transfusion just as a result of blood loss from the surgery itself. Since then, we have established a protocol where we change the way we have done surgery, but we also administer certain medications which inhibit that blood loss and have had great success. For 2017, our blood transfusion percentage was down to 5%.
How often, for example, with knees, how often are both knees replaced as opposed to one particular patient?
It's fairly typical, especially with knee replacement patients, that if you need one knee replaced, that in time you will also need the other knee replaced. Knees tend to wear out sooner than hips, so about 2/3 of our patients require a knee replacement, whereas 1/3 are there for a hip replacement. It's actually more common for women to require joint replacements than it is for men as well. The average age of our patient is right around 66. 66 or 67 tends to be the typical age of our patients.
Is there any particular biggest obstacle patients tend to face in getting used to the new joint and getting back to as close to full life as they had before?
No, there really isn't. I mean, a lot of our patients are concerned, say, with stair navigation. I have stairs to get into my home. I have stairs to get up to my bedroom. That is not a challenge at all, and we teach patients how to navigate the stairs prior to them leaving the hospital. We also escort our patients out to the car so that we can teach them how to get in and out of the car safely after their surgeries.
Well, and the other thing you mentioned, too, in many cases, these patients have been going through pain for months, if not years.
Mm-hmm.
Once the whole surgical pain or whatever wears off, there must be a moment where they say, hey, I just got up this morning and my knee doesn't hurt anymore.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's very common for hip replacement patients to say the day after their surgery that they actually have less pain than they did when they walked in the door.
Wow.
Because hip arthritis kind of results in a referred pain to your groin, and as soon as the surgery is done, that groin pain is gone, which is a huge relief for those patients. Knees do take a little bit longer for that pain to subside, but within a week or two of surgery, most of our patients are off of all pain medications.
Well, the Joint Center of the Finger Lakes is on the campus of Geneva General at 196 North Street, 315-787-4657. If you go on our events page at fingerlakesdailynews.com, you'll see the announcement for the open houses, first and third Monday, second and fourth Friday. If you're thinking about it, take a look. You'll meet the people. You'll see the facilities, and you'll be one of those who said, why didn't I do this sooner? Laura, thank you. Kara, thank you. We appreciate the visit as always.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you.
All right. We're getting healthy in every way. It's 8:52, Finger Lakes Morning News. David DeCourcy at Merrill Lynch coming up.